Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Morgan County native Marissa Christie has just recently joined KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, as coordinator for the Agribusiness Grant Facilitation Program. When it comes to the state's track record for qualifying for various grants, some of them substantial, she feels we could be doing better.
To be as much of an agricultural state as we are, we don't pull down as much as especially federal grants as we could. And so that's the purpose of this program, is to help people understand what grants are out there, and then to help them get started in the process, make sure if they need a business plan or a feasibility study, both services that KCARD offers, we can help them get there and get to the point where they can apply for the program.
And speaking of track records, Christie's background should serve her well in her new role.
Actually, I'm coming from the nonprofit organization Mammoth Cave Resource Conservation and Development, and part of my job there was to help agricultural producers and communities apply for grants to assist in rural development and business development.
She says they can assist farmers and agribusinesses by keeping them aware of available grants, getting them on a proper timeline, and in the review process for submission.
That's something that's very important, is making sure your application is complete, because when it comes to these programs, there are no do-overs. So getting it reviewed, and at this point, we don't charge for reviewing applications.
We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals, from commercial farmers to rural homeowners. We're committed to ensuring that our customers succeed, because at Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Find the financing that's right for you. Visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Grant types and size for which KCARD will offer application assistance vary with the providers. Most recently, they helped Fair Play Meats of Adair County land a $127,000 USDA value-added grant, and a similar one of $33,000 for Kentucky Specialty Grains out of Simpson County. Marissa Christie says they'll help with everything from reviews to urging applicants to get a quick start.
And sometimes it's knowing that even though a grant program may not open, for example, with a value-added producer grant, although it may not open up until the 15th of August, it's going to close the 15th of October. And if you haven't done the background necessary, it's going to be, you know, a sprint the entire 2 months. So try to get it done and try to get it done correctly.
To learn more about what's available and how to get help with applications, go online to growkentuckyag.com. Kentucky is spelled out. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.